Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah. That there was a beautiful song done by Hillsong Worship titled At the Cross. I hope you were blessed by it. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 29th day in the month of March 2024. The cross, God's manifold wisdom on display. Our theme scripture for today is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 8. None of the rulers of this age understood this. For if they did, or if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful for a beautiful day that you have made, Good Friday. We're also grateful for causing us to be part of it. We thank you for this season. We thank you for also making us to celebrate this season and for your word for us today. We receive your word with grateful heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Satan has always been forward in his dealings because of his corrupted wisdom, but what he didn't know that the foolishness of God is wiser than man. When Jesus came into the world, Satan tried to employ the instrument of temptation to foil the master's mission, but was outwitted by the superior wisdom of the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Having failed at this first attempt, Satan left Jesus for a season, hoping to find another opportunity to truncate the Messiah's purpose. We find that referenced in Luke chapter 4 verse 13. So when the Jewish leaders showed conspicuous disdain for the greatest rabbi, Satan capitalized on their hatred for the master and motivated them to sponsor his crucifixion. It is obvious Satan had thought that the death of Jesus would forestall the eventual overthrow of his, that Satan's, rulership and control over mankind. But the devil had no clue that Jesus needed that very death as a divine platform to completely paralyze his authority and control over humanity. This is how Apostle Paul described it in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. The Bible says that death was the only means by which Christ could break the power of the devil. According to our opening scripture, Satan and his cohorts live in perpetual regret of their misguided action against the Christ. And the reason is simple. The death of Jesus on the cross brought about the total triumph over Satan and triggered the return of rulership and authority to the church, because through his death, Jesus disarmed principalities and powers. Amen. Also, at the cross, Jesus cancelled, that's erased, and took out of the way the certificate of debt consisting of hostile decrees, which gave Satan the legal authority to exercise control over humanity. This certificate of debt contained the charges that were brought against us by the written laws of God. Apostle Paul summarized it thus in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. You were dead because you were sinful and were not God's people. But God let Christ make you alive when he forgave all our sins. He did this by erasing the charges that were brought against us by the written laws God had established. He took the charges away by nailing them to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, those supernatural forces of evil operating against us, he made a public example of them, exhibiting them as captives in his triumphal procession, having triumphed over them through the cross. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Beloved, there are no authorized accusations against you anymore, because the documents that contained those charges was not just erased by Jesus, he had them permanently nailed to the cross. Hallelujah. Once this reality becomes a personal revelation to you, ancestral curses and covenants will cease to have effects in your life anymore, and the forces of darkness will not have any basis to harass your life again. Amen. Shalom. Let's pray. Believers, you may say after me. Father, thank you for the sacrifice you paid for me on the cross of Calvary. My life will continue to manifest the fruits of redemption through your shed blood. I declare that I am victorious over the devil, sin, and death in Jesus' name, and we all say amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a Father-Son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket, Rivers State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is David's Harp singing Right Response at the Cross. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming away again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Let this moment not just be a religious ritual. Let your body and your blood not be seen as casual. Let me recognize the weight of the price that you have paid. This is holy. This is holy. Jesus, the sacrifice you made leaves us in wonder. The weight of all our sin upon your shoulders. The only right response is to say thank you. Freely gave your life, I will fully